Nicola, Brother and Sister, C.C., St. Helena, California, July 9, 1907. Dr. and Mary Nicola Melrose, Massachusetts. Dear Brother and Sister, just at the beginning of our St. Helena camp meeting, I wrote you a letter. But it was mislaid, and not until today did I find it. I am sorry for the delay. Since I wrote the letter June 20th, I have heard that you are at Melrose. How do you find the work there? When will you be ready to come west? I hope you may be with us in Southern California soon. At our St. Helena camp meeting, there were over 100 tents and about 300 campers during the first week. Then people came in from Healdsburg, San Francisco, Oakland, and other places, so that there were more than 500 present the last Sabbath and Sunday. I spoke 6 times. Some days it was very hot, and I felt the heat considerably. Have been very sick since the meeting, but am better now. 25 were baptized at the close of the camp meeting, and others were to be baptized in their own churches. About $450 was raised on the big fund and $150 for the Huntsville Sanitarium. Here is the letter of June 20th. June 20th, 1907. Sanitarium. Dear Brother and Sister Nicola, I wish I knew where you are at the present time. While I was visiting in Southern California, I heard that you were planning to return to Melrose to attend to some matter there. Brother and Sister Nicola, I am confident that the Lord will lead and guide you, and that He will open ways before you. I am deeply interested in your future. I wish you could see your way clear to come to California. The climate here is good. You should not be in a place where you will be compelled to carry heavy burdens. There are places in California where you could go and find work that is not so heavy as at Melrose, places where Sister Nicola could care for her husband until he is strong again. I was absent from home for nearly 6 weeks on my visit to Southern California. On Sabbath, May 18th, the members of several churches gathered at Loma Linda, and we held meetings under the pepper trees on the lawn at the back of the sanitarium. In the forenoon, I spoke for 1 hour, and the Lord helped me wonderfully. I spoke from the 6th chapter of Matthew, dwelling particularly on verses 19 to 21. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through and steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Before closing my remarks, I presented to those present the needs of the sanitarium and expressed the desire that sufficient money might be received to complete the payments on the additions that have been made to the main building. Before we purchased the property, the main building had been used mostly as a hotel, and the bathroom facilities were limited. In order to do efficient work in the sanitarium, it was necessary to make additions to the buildings already standing. Dr. White, Brother and Sister Burden, and the Sisters of Sister Burden invested in the sanitarium at Loma Linda all that they could possibly spare, but there still remains an indebtedness that must be cleared off. After the morning service, a lunch was provided by the sanitarium for the visitors and served on the lawn. Brother Burden felt that the sanitarium would not be a loser by this entertainment, and I agreed with him, for I remember the experiences we have had in the past in making similar provision. Such acts of hospitality are sometimes the means of sowing seed in the hearts of those who are inquiring after truth. In the afternoon, Elder Luther Warren gave an excellent discourse. Brother Warren is an able worker, and we hope that he may labor for a time in this needy field. At present, he is resting somewhat on account of the condition of his own and his wife's health. After his service, the visitors left for their homes, and all were agreed that they had had a pleasant day and had been blessed by the discourses. After the Sabbath, Brother Nichols came to my room, his face glowing with happiness, and said, "I want to tell you what your words today have accomplished." He then told me that one sister had come to Brother Burden and given him $10, and that a gentleman had offered to lend him $1,000 for a year without interest. I felt to praise the Lord at this response. Later, Brother Burden gave me some particulars concerning this man who had loaned the money. He was brought to the sanitarium in such a diseased condition that his case was thought to be hopeless. But he was carefully treated, and the crisis was safely passed. He is one of the most grateful patients they have had. he has become interested in the truth, and by his loan, he has shown his appreciation of what has been done for him. Thus the testimony I bore from the Word of God bore fruit. Up to this time, I knew nothing of this man's case, but I had spoken before in the only building in which they can meet, that in which the school assembles, and he was present at that time. I had promised to speak at Los Angeles on Sunday afternoon, so it was necessary for us to hasten away by the early train from Loma Linda. We had about 60 miles to travel. On our arrival at Los Angeles, we went up to our restaurant and treatment rooms on Hill Street, and while waiting there before the service, I prayed to the Lord for strength for the work before me. At the church, we found that a large crowd had gathered. Every foot of room was occupied, even the aisles being filled, and I was told that some were unable to find entrance to the building. Among those present were a large number not of our faith. I presented the importance of obedience to the commandments of God, dwelling upon the instruction given in connection with the proclamation of the law from Sinai. Never before had these scriptures appealed to me so forcibly. I spoke for a full hour, and the interest was marked throughout. At the last, I became somewhat hoarse, but I felt very thankful that the Lord had permitted me to speak so long and so distinctly. It was in great weakness that I went to this place to speak, for I had been very sick through breathing the poisoned air in the cars that carried us to Loma Linda. Sarah gave me treatment until I was somewhat recovered, and then she came down with a more violent attack of sickness than I had had. Three nurses worked over her for several hours before she was relieved. After this service, we went to Glendale, 6 miles from Los Angeles. There I rested until Wednesday night, when we took the cars for Merced, where the camp meeting for the California-Nevada conference was to be held. Our train left for Los Angeles at 11:30. I was very weary, but was unable to sleep very much during the night. It was a clear, moonlight night, and from my berth I could look out of the window and could see that we were passing through a very lonely desert. We arrived at Merced a little after noon the next day. I spoke in the large tent Sabbath and Sunday to the people assembled there. This camp meeting is the first effort our people have put forth in this city, and I felt my heart drawn out to this people. We had a very good attendance from the outside public. Nearly all the ministers and several leading men have attended the evening meetings. We hope that a company of believers will be raised up as a result of this camp meeting and the tent meetings that are to follow. Before the camp meeting, there were only 2 families in Merced who were keeping the Sabbath. These were the families of Dr. Wolfson and his brother, one brother living some miles out of the city. I had freedom in presenting the truth in this place. At the first meeting, at the close of my discourse, I asked those who desired to seek the Lord to make it known by rising to their feet. The response to this invitation was much larger than we expected. I am glad that you met Elder Burden at College View. I have not seen him since his return, but hear that he had a profitable time at the Northern camp meetings. Write to me soon.